Time to talk some kart racing. Brett Arnett is the vice president of the Bendigo Kart Club. He joins us on the sideline via this afternoon. Afternoon, Brett, how are you?
Yeah, good. Yourself?
Yeah, good, mate. I probably would have been better off introducing you as the vice president of the all-new Bendigo Kart Club. There's been a fair bit of work happening out there. Tell us what's been upgraded.
No, we've had a few upgrades lately to the complex up there. We've had the resurfacing done, about 105 metres of the track, and we've had a new cover over the outgrid as you head out the pit. So, yeah, no, the outcover grid's been a great asset to our club to protect the drivers from the sunlight and the bad weather, and no, it's all good.
Mate, I think all in all you've received about $55,000 in grants as part of the Community Motorsport Program for infrastructure upgrades and equipment. You expecting any more, or is this sort of stage one, or is there more to come?
I think there's multiple stages they put out, you know, each time of the year. I think that, yeah, you've virtually, that stage one is we put in for, and that's sort of what we, the only budget that we've got, because you've still got to put in some of your own money. So, yeah, no, we'll definitely look down the track as we get a few more funds in the bank and see what the next stage we can apply for.
My understanding is it's a pretty important facility because I believe it's the only one in central Victoria, the only true go-kart track.
Yeah, there's high kart tracks you can go to and practice, and we recommend all people that want to come up our track to go to the go high kart track first, have a bit of a play in it and see if they like it, and then come up and we have come and try days, and then they jump in ours, and if they like it, they can have a look and purchase a good proper racing kart.
Tell us about the Bendigo Kart Club. How many members have you got?
There's currently close to 100 members. We've got about 50-odd drivers and driver licensed members. So you have family memberships as well. That's where you get the rest of them from. So we've got about 55 drivers and about 100-odd family memberships all combined.
And this is the fair dinkum stuff, isn't it? This is not like... I know there's some in Melbourne where you can do party hire and that sort of stuff and go and have a cup of tea and kids' parties and then put the kids in them, but this is a bit more serious than that.
Yeah, this is a stepping stone towards V8s, Formula One, that sort of stuff. So if you're serious about getting into the real racing, you start off learning the grassroots from karting and then you step your way up depending on how far you want to go and how much money you got.
How young would your youngest members be?
They start from eight years old.
Yep.
8 year old, and then they go up different stages, different classes, and then they can go right up. We've got some there at, you know, 45, 50. So there's multiple different age groups and different classes with different speeds you can go. So you pick your class you like and that how fast you want to go sort of thing.
Tell me, you talk about different classes and different speeds, right, mate? Let's go straight to the top, right? What is the highest horsepower? What's the biggest speed you could get up to on a course like that?
On a course like Bendigo, I think they get up to about 118, 120. Yep. And that's talking around the 35 horsepower motor. And then you still get the young kids at 8, 9 year old. They're still getting close to 93, 94. And they're, yeah, it's still fairly quick for the young kids to be going around at that sort of speed.
And obviously it would be very heavily supervised with top-of-the-line safety equipment and safety standards, etc.
Yeah, definitely. All the young kids up to, I think, 13 or 14 must wear a neck brace. And you must have your helmet, race boots, gloves, all that's got to be, the proper gear.
Mate, a couple of quick ones before we go. So, you know, with other sports, obviously there's state levels and Australian levels. Is it the same with karting? Like, does Bendigo, the Bendigo drivers appear in state and national championships?
Yeah, no, we've definitely, we've had, my nephew, Harry Arnett, he's won an Australian title. He's won a couple of them. So there's definitely, Bendigo create good drivers, good karting, and, you can just, as long as you're determined and you want to have a go, I believe anyone can do it. So you just got to put your whole lot into it, heart and mind, and you're all good.
I saw in the paper during the week in the Advertiser, Addie Arnett. Is she your daughter?
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, she's one of five girls I've got, and she's the last one that wanted to have a go at karting. So I sort of instead of helping all the other kids out. Now I'm kind of helping my daughter out, and no, she loves it. So we just head off to the tracks, and she does it for a bit of fun and a bit of social stuff. She's probably not really wants to go to the V8s or that. But, yeah, she definitely does it for a bit of fun and social sort of thing with the other kids.
Now, mate, if any of our listeners are interested, when and where, how often do you race, and what's the best point of contact?
Yeah, just jump on the Facebook page or the last Sunday of every month we have a club meeting up there. But jump on the Facebook page, and if you're interested in having a go, we've got the Come and Try Days. The club's got their own go-karts, race suits, helmets. So we arrange to give you a drive up there, and then if you like it, you know, you can purchase your go-kart, get onto the local dealer and, or hunt one down off the classifieds, and you can bring it up to the track and join our club and become a member. But, yeah, so if anyone wants to come up and have a go, we've got Come and Try Days coming up shortly. They can register, put their name down, and we'll give them a run in the kart.
Good stuff, Brett. We'll enjoy the new facilities. Well done, and good luck with all the racing as we head out of winter through spring and through the summer months. And thanks for a little of your time this afternoon on our Sideline View show here at Gold Central Victoria.
No worries. Thank you.